This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Yes. I've never known a person to listen less than you.
Put moron number two on the phone.
What did you say?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Oh, of course you feel good. Big show coming up, that's why. Sammy Draper. Big Drape.
Oh, the cult man.
Hero. Cold hero. Good boy. Yep. Looking forward to chatting to him. Peter Dacos, LA. Oh,
cult.
Macedonian Marvel.
Hero.
Yes.
Another. Just out of the jungle.
Jungle.
Mm.
You can ask him what it feels like to spend a minute in the jungle.
Well, he's a bit longer than I.
He might have been. A Guernsey Cash, that's 10 grand. Mitch
hard.
Cleary with the latest because there's some big footy kicking around,
yes,
of course.
Yes.
And then might be Topics Brayshaw finally. Oh. As we get that part of our show back on track. And then I'm interested in the joke. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I just get the feeling, in desperate pursuit of plastic,
well,
you're rolling fruit in on a daily basis.
I wouldn't do that, Jim. I would not do that.
I would stick around to the end and see if that's where you go.
I'm interested in your phoner, because you've come up with some weird stuff of late.
Good one, this one.
Right,
that's a back end.
That's
as
it.
I say hello to you,
okay.
A much better assembled fat than the one
exactly.
We saw yesterday.
The eye.
The old pink eye.
Well, I did. But I just, I'm like a soldier. I just continued on, Jim. Gee, I would have been good back in the
you wouldn't have been.
World War One or two.
You were ridiculous to look at. You had a big sack under your eye.
Well, that's water I carry just in case I run out. See, I... Like a camel.
Like a
thirsty camel, Jim. Beautiful day. How good was today?
Beautiful.
Beautiful for golf or lunch or a walk or a romp, whatever you want. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
Just snuck that one in
the
there.
Hell.
Yeah. We went for a coffee, didn't we?
Yeah.
The Rush Hour team. Me, Rabsy and Zozo.
Good.
You went around.
Well, I was working today.
Oh, you had your big Zoom meeting.
No, prior to that, I was out at Mercedes-Benz Berwick, actually.
What were you doing?
One of the new AMG chariots. I was giving that a rip around Berwick.
Oh,
crikey.
You would have been complaining, I reckon.
No.
It was good.
This
was
song
it?
It was good.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Well, you
all right,
what
do you got for us?
Hello, Ryan.
Tackle applied on Weller. Now here's Flanders. Worked his way through.
Yeah.
Nick Riewoldt-esque. What an effort. Nathan Murphy, John O'Brown, Nick Riewoldt, courageous as they come.
Yeah,
in fourth game, that can set up a career mark like that sometimes.
How good.
Put you on the map.
How good.
How good.
Was that the one running backwards?
Mm-hmm. Running backwards.
How good was it?
Unbelievable. I don't know if that, well, I mean, he's been made a legend in the Hall of Fame,
yep.
The Chief, man. So we're a campaign to get him on the show.
Yes.
Not sure how successful we're going to be, but how are you, Chief, anyway?
Hello, Toolbags. How are we?
You've got to get him on. It's your job. All right?
He's a legend. Surely he wants to talk to us.
I
saw today a headline, Usain Bolt in Hawthorn colours. That's what it was. That's what they were saying the Chief was.
Usain Bolt?
I don't think he's... Well, how quick he was off the mark.
You know who
quick.
Wrote that?
He was
who?
Very quick.
Jay-Z.
A little Jay-Z.
Well, I probably should have... I don't know if he... I don't think he's quick as Usain Bolt.
No, but he was rapid.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's Usain Bolt, Jim. Wowee. And rap, rap, rap!
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
And now for rap, 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 rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Hello, Toolbags. How are we?
Yes. Thank you, Chief. Sad news at Collingwood. With Collingwood Premiership defender Nathan Murphy retiring for after advice from the AFL's medical concussion panel. Unfortunately, Jim, we're going to see a bit more of this, aren't we?
I know. We all felt for him in the grand final. I mean, he's a Premiership player and deserved to be too. I've known Nathan for years. His dad and my older brother are great mates.
Mm.
He's a beauty, but the rest of his life is the only thing that matters.
Exactly right. His 10th concussion, as you said, Premiership player at Collingwood. Played 57 games, and we've got a bit of audio from Nath.
I was a young kid who, as I've said, just wanted to play football or opening the batting for Australia. So not many people get to say they live out their childhood dream, and I'm so grateful to this amazing club that I was just, in the right place at the right time and got to be a part of last year. Football isn't me. Like, I'm not defined by football. This has been an amazing 6.5 year experience, and I'm really excited for the next experience. So I think everyone thinks with concussions, it's the guy's really struggling, and it has been tough, but it's also really exciting about what the future can hold for me as well.
It is sad, really, is. And a young kid playing good footy. They'll miss him too.
They will.
Down back there. Yep,
they will.
Darcy Moore and those boys are really
He had ridiculous courage.
Yeah,
Nathan
he did.
Like, he honestly, no understanding of the danger he was putting himself in.
And that was a problem, maybe.
But a star and a premiership player.
What about Starley Reed, or Harley Reed, but we call him Starley.
Starley?
Yeah.
Is that what they did over in the West?
No, right, I just come up with that.
Did you?
Not bad.
I'm sure it's appeared somewhere
else.
I wrote it down for you.
Well done to Harley Reed. The Round 5 Rising Star nomination, 27 disposals and a goal in their big win. Star. Always going to be a good
goal. Straight out of the midfield, that one.
Yes. And he did a bit of a fend off. I don't know if it was a big one on Dusty. And he come off the bench and he was happy with himself. And Duggo was there, Liam Duggan. They all had a smile.
Duggo.
I'm reading here, Jim, what he said. And he smiled at me and I smiled back at him. And I did say, I wouldn't count that as a fend off. So that's what he did say. So well done. Good kid. Good country boy from Tongala.
Yes.
Used to barrack for the Cats. Had 16 on his back growing up.
16? Yeah. I don't think he was around when you
Sam
were playing.
Deconi.
Travis Head has gone bunter in the IPL.
I saw that.
Have you seen this? He plays with the Sunrisers, Jim.
Yep.
They made 287 on the back of our man, 102 of 41 deliveries,
yep,
including 8 sixes and 9 fours. Let's have a listen to Trav.
Oh, hit into the gap, and that's 4. So 100 for Travis Head. Oh, what a special innings this has been. Just off 39 deliveries. Oh. You beauty.
It's the 4th fastest in IPL history. That's how good this innings is.
When he gets rolling, Travis Head, he is incredible.
Where could you bowl to him?
You can't.
Nowhere.
That's the problem. You can't bowl any. So unconventional in the places he can hit the ball. 39 rocks.
For 100.
Jeez.
They made 287. By the way, the Royal Challengers made 262 in response.
That's a decent game of cricket.
And Pat Cummins took 3 for 43. That's not bad off 4 overs.
Yep.
He did all right, Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL, a former Gold Coast player, Patrick Murtagh, has signed an NFL contract, Jim, with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But normally they're punters, most of the Aussies.
Yes.
He's a tight end.
Good.
Do you know what a tight end
is? Yes, I do.
Well, tell me.
Well, they're in the offensive line, but they're usually right at the end. Rob Gronkowski is probably the greatest recent example.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah, so you can run and you can also catch.
That's right.
And utility.
Block. And you can block as well.
Offensive and you can be a receiver.
Yes.
So that is good. Good on him.
Yep.
How many games did he play, Rabs?
Zero.
Zero.
Yep.
But he was on the list at the Gold Coast.
So he's now becoming they call it a jaguar.
Mm. A jaguar.
Yeah.
Another feline. Ooh. Battle of the felines at the Gabba this week.
Felines.
Cam Smith has hit back at claims the LIV golfers aren't as good as the PGA boys. You hear this one? He wasn't happy with that because they weren't in none of them in the top five, the LIV boys, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
So he said, no, that's not true. We're going okay.
Called a BS.
He did say, thank you, Rabbits. He did say that. I was just trying to find that.
Top five finish himself.
Yeah, well, tied sixth.
Tied sixth.
That's not top five.
Oh, tied sixth finish himself. So I reckon that's probably proof.
Let's have a look. One, two, three, four, five. That'd be top five. And then sixth is just out of that.
So what I'm trying to say is that would prove that they're as good.
So that would say that you got that one wrong.
Rabs, I'm picking up my car keys, I'm getting into the car, and I'm driving off.
So guess where the next LIV event is, Jim?
Adelaide.
Yes.
And I am going to that, and I cannot wait.
And you're going to take your old mate Billy?
No chance.
Yes, old fat old
No
there.
Chance, but it is, I keep telling everyone to go, it is superb. Mm-hmm. It is golf the way it should be played professionally.
Who's Sam next? Draper's not too far away, but because he's coming in, we need to play the call of his goal of the year.
As Draper runs out of the middle, handball to Guelphy. Outside of the right.
Goal of the year! Goal of the year! Are you kidding me?
It's home!
Oh, my God.
It could be goal of the year from Sam Draper.
We all got in trouble for that call.
Why?
The specials were just...
Who was going,
Josh Bruce.
God, Josh.
Bruce,
come on,
you can't get carried away with that.
No,
that's wrong. It was the goal of the year.
It was goal of the year.
I can see him too, the big man.
Oh, yeah.
Got presents.
He does.
Where's he? Santa.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Deny, deny, deny. Triple
M. Right now we're joined by one of our favourites from the Essendon Footy Club. It's Sam Draper.
Go Bomber is the crowd called Draper. Oh, big Sammy takes a strong mark in front of battle.
Draper's on. Draper with a hanger.
Drives it to the top of the square. Big Draper. Stuck out the 1 minute.
Had a couple of clangers on. Draper. Something from nothing. Back in front.
Fat, it says on this bit of paper here, Sam Draper, Essendon Football Club star.
Yes.
And that's what he is. Big Drape, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Cult hero?
Yes.
You're still a cult hero out there. They love you, don't they?
Yeah, I know. I definitely feel the love from the fans.
Bloody, and there was plenty of them last week.
Yeah, got 50,000 at Marvel. It was great.
Weren't they up and about? Mm. That was a good win, Drapes.
Very good, yeah.
We were, needed that.
Yeah, pretty flat after the week before, so... Yeah, boys stood up.
And it's a good game, this one, Friday night yes. footy. Adelaide, they had a very good win, so looking forward to it.
Mm.
Who's in the ruck there? Big, O'Brien.
O'Brien.
Big Rob.
Big O'Brien.
Yeah. But who goes, has Todd gone past you? Goldie gone past you? Or Drapes, do you say, Todd, mate, I've been here for a long time. I run the show.
Gone past him what?
Number one ruck.
Yeah, I don't know. We're... Yeah, sharing the mantle at the moment, but it's been good. I think it it complements my game, being able to play a bit of forward and... Yeah, big Goldfingers, he's good.
He's going well.
The number one ruck duo in the comp. Draper, really? Goldstein. Yeah. Bloody oath they have.
He's been good, hasn't he, the old boys?
The old
he's 47, you know.
48.
48.
Doesn't look like he's covering any ground, but he actually is. He's sneaky.
He works hard. Yeah, I played against him last year, and he was still had it then. So, yeah, the big boy still got
now,
it.
Now, I ran into Drape. We were out in the middle of gather round, getting our act together, yes. And the big boy was out there. I said to him, this stage... is made for you.
Ooh, yes.
And he said, so much so that they're my parents' family. They all had the T-shirts on.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of carry-ons, about 60 of Ranella's finest down there.
60?
Yeah.
How do you get 60 tickets? How do you actually get 60 tickets?
I got all the boys to look after me, and they sent me theirs.
Ranella?
Yeah.
Is that the Adelaide joint?
Yeah, Wineflies, my local team.
The Adelaide joint. Well, actually, who knows Ranella?
I've got something about that. They tried to get Bill down, but it was too expensive.
Oh.
Fat.
What are you charging? I don't charge.
All of this sentiment about you going back to help local clubs, why wouldn't you go back to Ranella?
Tell them to ring it. Well, I never heard of the bloody joint.
You went to Central District, but you didn't go to Ranella.
Oh, geez. And you went up north.
Yeah.
Tundala or something. Well, I'm too scared to say it. We're up in the Barossa. I went out there too. That's nice.
That's not bad.
Tundala.
I reckon they've got
another go at that.
Tundala. They got a game out there next
Tundunda.
Year. Hey, it was that's it.
Tundala, he's called.
Tundala's beautiful.
Yeah, Tundala's good.
They reckon they got a game out there next year.
Yeah. Mm.
How good was that, by the way? You must be proud of your hometown.
Yeah, it's great. The boys hang a bit of grief on me about Adelaide, saying it's boring and stuff. But yeah, it's good that they put on a show each year, and yeah, I'm stoked about it.
The logistics, just so easy to get to places and all that. Do you get out the casino or somewhere?
Yeah, because everything's so close in Adelaide, is that what you're saying?
That's what we like. The accommodation, the grounds there.
Yep.
It's really good.
Hindley Street, get down there.
Oh, I tripped over.
Lee Street just off. It's good in there. Some beautiful restaurants and bars.
Depends what you're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah. The one place he asked is the casino.
Yeah.
Well,
as if Drapes is going to the casino.
Yeah. I imagine
the most recognisable footballer in the comp. You ain't walking into the cast.
They've all got the same haircut.
Yeah.
Haven't they? They all look like Roo with a goatee in them. Oh. Anyway, how you going?
Oh, how you going?
Are you well? Yes, how is the body? Because what happened to Drapes last year? I have a look in the best and fairest. Mm. You missed the last 11 games.
Mm.
Geez, that's a nightmare, isn't it? When you've got a groin and you can't, you don't know how bad it is, but you just can't ping. So
yeah.
Nothing worse.
No, it was pretty average feeling. Felt like I was going really well at the start of the year, and then got a little niggle, and then it probably got a bit worse from there. But yeah, just I hate watching, so it was pretty hard.
So how do you rehab that?
Oh,
because you've got it's very hard to have any movement at all if you have groin issues.
Yes. Yeah, so it wasn't just the groin; it was hips and ab, everything as well. So just getting that whole area strong. But we tried going down the that approach, but needed to have surgery in the end. So I'm glad I did have the surgery just so I can get that certainty. And I'm feeling much better now.
And after you had the surgery, how long until you were properly up and about?
Oh, a while. I had end of September and, played my first game, 6 weeks ago. So,
bloody hell.
Yeah, it took a while. It was pretty invasive.
Yeah, would have been.
Also, on the grinder, one of your favourite apps.
What's that?
Do you still do the grinder?
Oh, the thing with the water
and all that. Indoors, nothing worse than all that, is it?
Yeah. No, I don't mind it. You've got to tell yourself that you enjoy it and then it makes it a bit easier.
Right. How's it going out there at the new footy quarters? It's about five years old. The hanger.
That's not, what are you new?
The hanger out there.
They've been at the hanger for how long?
Oh, yeah, about 10 plus years.
10 plus years.
10 years old? Yeah. That's quite new. How's it all going out there? Do we love it?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's got lots of space there, which is great. Western United have just left, which has left us some more space, which is good.
They take over.
Yeah, they taked over a couple years ago, but now they're gone now.
They've got a new ground.
They're out in Tarnate, Bill.
Yes, that's nice out there.
Yeah, and we spent some time out there.
Honestly, you can imagine.
We went to a pub out there, me and Drapes. Yes.
In Tarnate.
Yes. It's a good pub, actually. What's it called, Drapes?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you should know that. Come on, it's a good pub.
Imagine Drape heading back to some of the youngsters at Essendon going, I've just been to this radio station.
Yeah.
Where this old bald bloke called it Tundala.
Yep.
Well, and then said, hey, enjoying the new facility.
Which is 10 years old.
More than 10. Drapes, can you stick around?
I want to find out
about the tradie beer next.
Absolutely.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
No pretend-year-old cultured here, numbnuts.
From the Essendon Footy Club, one of our all-time favourites, Sam Draper has stuck around. The Bombers take on Adelaide in Adelaide on Friday night. Then they host Collingwood in the traditional Anzac Day match at the MCG next week, JB.
Yeah, that is going to be superb. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I see the mural at Windy Hill.
Yes.
And Izzy out the front, your beautiful better half, just giving it the two birds.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Yeah, she's not a fan of me.
And you've got your tradie beer undies on, I see.
Mm, yeah.
That was nice placement there.
Yeah, it's not bad. Have you tried the beer, Bill?
I can't say I have. Oh, that hotel was Hotel 520, by the way, Sayers Road that we went to.
Yeah.
So the tradie beer, but it's not just the beer, is it? It's undies and everything, or is it just the beer for you?
Well, just beer at the moment.
Because it used to be the Honey Badger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did the undies.
Yeah, he did the undies, yeah. I think he still does.
I think Drape's got Honey Badger covered.
Yeah. Both got hair.
Yeah, exactly. I would have said. Now, so we look after Adelaide Friday night, but then the big one.
Oh, yeah.
And that is going to be enormous, but you get a very short turnaround. How many days?
Six.
Well, that's not so bad. You can cop worse than that.
I think they're coming off for five, I think.
Righto. Tell us about that. You get out there on Anzac Day, 95,000+ in the house. The silence, the incredible work that we do to recognise the Anzacs. How does that feel as a player?
Yeah, it doesn't get much better, to be honest. Like, it's one of those ones when I was watching, when I wasn't playing, I was like, I just want to be out there. But yeah, it's just dead silent looking around and the last post is on and I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about it, but it's just like, yeah, such an amazing feeling.
And are you more, when the ball's then bounced, are you more hyped? Are you like, right, let me at this?
I think so. I think I like the big moments, I reckon, so I feel like I get pretty pumped up for it, but haven't won one yet, so this year hopefully, get the win.
What's the club doing? Anything? You go to the Shrine or?
Yeah, we have a tradition that all the first year players go to the Shrine. With the late Jack Jones, they used to take him there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we also get some guests in during the week. Last year we had some past players that served in various wars and stuff. So that was pretty cool. So yeah, the club make a really big effort to really appreciate that.
Great. Well done. Hey, Xavier Dersma, playing good footy. Do you like the bow and arrow? Are you a fan of that?
Yeah, he did the bow and arrow into the John Cena, which is pretty cool. You know that
one? Is that one?
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was, but someone told me. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
John's. Is that him?
That's him.
Have you got it, Rebs?
Yeah, I'll be able to get it.
Have you got it? Well, goal of the year, you got that too?
Yeah.
Because Drape said, oh, can you play that while I'm in?
As Draper runs out of the middle, handball to Guelphy. Outside of the right.
Goal of the year!
Are you kidding me? It's home!
Oh, my God.
It could be goal of the year from Sam Draper.
Only Triple M could call a goal like that. We actually
you don't know what's going on.
Who was called?
There's your John Cena, Bill.
There he is. Hold on. Now tell us, Sam Draper, about your podcast too.
Yes, 200 Plus it's called. It's a podcast by the Rucks. All the Rucks, and it's stuff that no one really wants to hear, but we say it anyway.
Why would it be called 200 plus, Bill?
Because they're 200 plus centimeters.
Rare insight from you.
Yeah. So, who you got on there?
Yeah, we got Nick Butler and Charlie Conlon. He's come on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But Nick Butler, he's a bit of the jury's
channel
out.
10?
He's 198 centimetres, but yes, with his RM Williams on, he's 200.
And do you interview Ruckman? So who have you had?
Yeah, we got a few on. Who we had? Andrew Phillips, my old teammate, he's come on. Big Goldie's come on. Who else has come on? Put me on the spot here. We're looking to get Mark Jamer.
The big Russian.
He has some stories. But yeah, it's good. It's not really serious. It's talking a lot of crap.
I wouldn't have thought so. I didn't think it'd be too
serious. When you're driving to the ground as an opposing ruckman, do you think, oh, this is going to be a tough day?
Ooh. I reckon Gorney, he's still the complete ruckman, I reckon, in the comp. Still the most dominant. Yeah, for sure.
And but quiet on the ground? What's he like, big Gorn?
No, he's pretty quiet.
Yep.
Yeah. He doesn't speak too much. Someone that did speak a lot was Shane Mumford.
Mummy.
He'd be yapping.
What about Big Witsy up there in the Suns? Does he say much?
Nah, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Big boy?
Yeah, don't speak much.
Who was Mummy? He wasn't coming after you. There would have been respect, but it would have been a couple of the little midfielders that Mum wanted to land on.
I played with him in my second ever game, and that was like, I've only been scared once in a game, and it was that one. But I learned his tactics early. It was, accidentally fall on the midfielders and leave me alone.
Bill, he's a bit clumsy. Used to say it.
Oh, I know.
After I finish with you, I'm coming after you. And just land on him.
Yeah, he was very clumsy, wasn't he?
Mitch Duncan just ran into him. Probably he had no idea
what was going on. What else off the field for you, Drape?
Off the field, I live down in St. Kilda. Enjoy the lifestyle down there. It's good. Got a little bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
Hang out with my girlfriend, Izzy. That doesn't like me.
Yeah. That's a decent hike. St. Kilda to
half an hour, so not too bad.
I'll be going against the traffic.
Against the traffic, yeah. You can't really live around Tullamarine.
Well, you can.
Well, if you're a pilot or something, it'd be right.
You can, but you probably wouldn't.
No.
I reckon like the castle built. The plane's just flying over your house all
cheap
the time.
Land.
And how's the coach? Great friend of ours.
Scotty.
Scotty's a beauty. How's he going?
Yeah, he's good. Pretty serious, as we were talking about before, but no, he's good. Good man. Probably didn't change too much coming in his first year. Just want to see what was what. And then over this off-season, made some big changes, and we're starting to see them come out.
Well, you're defending more. Not only defending more, but in a way that's working for the whole 18 on the ground.
Yeah, that's still an area in the game we look to improve on. That's probably something that we're still not ranking very well. But as far as everything else, stoppages and pressure and everything like that, we're doing really well. But yeah, the team defence is the one.
Had a red wine with him yet?
No.
He likes a red.
He does enjoy him. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way, and not illegal last time I checked. Drape, you are a bloody superstar.
You are.
So get stuck into the podcast, the Tradie Beer. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in Adelaide on Friday night.
Thanks, boys.
See you, Sam.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
In the middle of a break, Bill will just go, have a look at that.
Yep. One cult hero from the SM Footy Club, Sam Draper. We are now joined by probably the ultimate cult hero in Collingwood Football Club history. It's Peter Dacos.
Our next guest is one of the most beloved Magpies ever.
Attempt to the advantage of Dacos. Look at the gather. The right foot snap. This is over.
And he became one of the most beloved people in the celebrity jungle as well.
I feel like I've known Peter for years.
People look at him as an AFL legend. I just think he's just a legend in general.
Peter is so caring. He's so bold.
Sorry, Nick and Josh. Oh. Dacos is still number one. Please welcome the Macedonian Marvel, Peter Dacos.
The superstar is Peter Dacos and spent 25 days in the jungle and left last night, and we got him now. Hey, Dakes, well done. And you come across as the caring father, the caring dad to all the others in the jungle, mate.
Oh, Billy, thank you, JB. Thanks for having me on. No, look, what an experience. And, Billy, you know firsthand. I mean, you know, you can talk isolation, you can talk boredom. I mean, finding words to describe the experience is hard. I mean, we use that term unique, but I just want to know, I lost 10 kilos. How the hell did you put weight on, Billy? Yeah. You must have eaten someone.
Well, I lost 14, but by the time I got on the plane and ate whatever I could and then dropped off in Perth for a night and got on the frothies and got back to Melbourne, I actually was plus 2, Dakes. Hey, I want to know, Dakes, a couple of things.
Yeah.
Honestly, how many of the other celebrities did you know in the jungle?
Nil. I actually walked in. I was hoping and praying. There was only one person from Melbourne, Khan, and he still didn't know who I was. So but that was okay. I mean, Look, we started with a clean sheet, and I'll be honest, I knew of Michelle Bridges,
yes,
but the rest of the crew, I had seen Candice around on Fox,
yep,
you know, just sparingly, but, and as Dave Warner's better half, as they say,
yep,
sorry, yeah, she's magic, but having said that, no idea with anyone else, so it was a clean slate, and the job really at hand was to get to know each other, which over the 25 days I was there, you know, and all we've got is each other to work off. We went to work and it was, you know, it was fantastic. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it for what it was.
Worst challenge, Dakes?
Oh, my worst nightmare. Yeah, look, it was, I knew it was always going to be hard, but, you know, reality hit about 3 days in. I kept saying, you clown, what have you put yourself in for here? Because I kept looking at the logs, Billy. There's the log you sit on and everyone scratches in how many days they've been there. It's like you're in solitary. I mean, it's, you know, and there was, after 3 days, I looked at the parts of the log and there was one, I'm not sure if it was when you were on, it may have been a little bit after, but, you know, 31 days, I'm thinking, ooh, I'm day three.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, these guys were geniuses, how they got through. But look, you muster something, you find where you're at, and you structure your day in some sort of type of style. And yeah, it's the people that get you through. And that's, we had a good crew in the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a good time of it. So that made it just go a little bit quicker.
You got to last 14 days to get paid, Dake, so that's why you get through the first 2 weeks. but you do, you bond with people. You really...
go on.
You bond with people. So when you got out, you can have your favourite meal. What did you have?
Well, firstly, on the contract, I had a standard contract. I could have left after two, Billy, so I don't know who your manager is, so you bug it up there. But, who did I bond with? Look, some better than others. I mean, I was friends with everyone, but you do gravitate. I mean, when I first walked in, I mean, you asked me about it, I knew no one, but the other thing that was clearly obvious, I mean, I felt like their father. I mean, they were all kids running around. I thought I had to change nappies at one time. I mean, you know, they were younger than my own kids, so but I probably gravitated more to a few of the oldies, like Steve Amos, the comedian, who's in his 50s. Yeah, funny man. And but having said that, you know, the level of maturity of the younger crew as well was fantastic. They were really keen to chat and, you know, drill me about my life and took a real interest. Yeah. So there was a great level of maturity, and it was. I was petrified at, you know, getting through this and how I would be perceived. You know, at the moment, my family's still talking to me, and so I didn't say anything I shouldn't have. So it worked out okay.
Hey, speaking of the family, Port take on the Pies MCG Saturday. Going to be back for it, Dakes?
Yeah, no, I can't wait, JB. The thing is that I left. You know, I've heard a rumour that Collingwood are sort of lobbying to keep me in the jungle, because when I was in Melbourne, we'd lost the first three and they've won two games since I've gone. So, you know, look, clearly I've got the last two results, haven't seen any of the highlights, but, you know, from what I hear, I mean, winning at the Gabba against the Lions is huge, considering they hadn't won for 5 or 6 years. So, it's going to be a huge test, and I can't wait to get back, Billy, and have a beer and just get back to normal life. Oh, boy.
Right, and know what time it is. That's the worst thing. You don't know what time it is over there. We're going to have to let you go, because I know you've probably got 50 interviews to do.
Good on you, Dakes.
We appreciate your time, buddy, and well done. You are much loved in the jungle.
Champions. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Catch up soon.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How do you self-assess? How do you reckon that went?
We can work on it.
Oh. But the Chief.
The Chief. Humble
a legend.
Chief.
We don't like humble Chief.
No, we don't.
Because it doesn't sit comfortably with him to be humble.
Well, he's a Hall of Fame and now a legend.
Now a legend in the Hall of Fame, and there aren't many of them. And we were interested to hear what he said when he heard the news.
I guess I'd just say I'm a little overwhelmed at the moment. It's an incredible privilege. I feel very humbled, almost to the point of embarrassment. when you consider there's just a tick over 30 legends in the game. It's the highest honour you can imagine, so I feel incredibly grateful.
How significant a moment is this in your life, your life?
Well, I'm not getting any younger, so I'm glad it happened and didn't have to happen posthumously. Right? Look, I've been blessed to play for a great club at the right time and had a lot of success. Love being part of the AFL. It's basically given me a life that I never dreamt of, and to have this honour bestowed upon me is just top of the tree.
Yeah, humble chief.
A humble chief. And despite what he achieved on the ground, which was extraordinary, over 1,200 goals.
Yes.
The thing I'll most remember about the chief
what?
Was when he and Sam came together on the radio.
And after they played golf or something. And
whatever it was, the two of them, because equal intellects
yes.
and equal disdain for pretty much everyone else.
Exactly.
And the two of them would go head-to-head and... Fat, you just sat back and enjoyed every second of it.
I used to drive home, I reckon, and you'd for an hour back to Geelong, and you'd listen to it. It was fantastic. I got this out of the Age today.
It's gone.
Queensland had played a match. This is how Chief first come down to play, train, actually, in Victoria.
Where was he from? Cooperoo.
Queensland had just played a match in Tassie. One of Dunstall's teammates had been invited to train with Fitzroy on the way home and asked if he could bring...
The chief
along. Fitzroy reserves coach and former Carlton player Brian Walsh arrived at this conclusion. The skinny kid, he's okay, he can play, but the fat one's no good.
No good.
The skinny one was Scott McIver, and he could play. He played 200 games.
Like that,
The other bloke was Chief.
A legend.
Sent him home. 3 years later, Jim, that was in 1983. 3 years later in the 1986 grand final, he kicked six goals on Bruce Doole.
So I think he mentioned, if we got the grab there somewhere, that he wasn't the most aerobic animal
exactly.
as a kid.
What would be the advice you'd give to the younger Jason Dunstall when he first walked into the rooms at Glenferrie?
Be a better athlete before you got here. Maybe work on your endurance a little bit.
So the age-old question, how do you think you would go into those games?
I wouldn't get through pre-season.
He was an explosive
very
footballer.
Very quick.
Off the mark.
He kicked 100 goals.
Hands.
Six times, Jim. 100 goals. And... double figures 16 times.
Yeah, there you go.
16.
Including nearly breaking old Fred Fanning's record out at Waverley.
17 goals, 5 against Richmond that day. 17 goals, 5.
Kick 17.
22 touches.
Not bad. 17-5. And Fred's record was 18. You're right. So
That's about enough. Yeah. We can't
bloody
keep going
good player.
Like this.
And funny man, when you get a few.
Hello, Toolbags. How are we?
A few frothies into him. He's good fun.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I might do a segment reading the paper.
Oh, fat. Yeah, the blind, he can't see. Mitch Cleary joining us shortly because a big day in news. Nathan Murphy deciding that his football career is over.
Yes, and he's got some injury news.
Yes, we've got that.
Bloody
we've got a bit
sun.
Of topics. We've got the sun's shining on fat.
So,
but now it is time for Guernsey Cash 10 grand.
Oh, yes.
And Marco joins us from Thornbury.
Hello, Marco.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Sydney Swans going okay. How will they come back after the bye?
I reckon they'll be all right. They're usually pretty consistent, so I don't reckon the bye will affect them too much.
My man Isaac Heaney, they've gone into the middle with him, Marco, and he has torn the comp to shreds.
Oh, he's a beauty. I just wish I'd had the guts to have some money on him for the Brownlow before the season started. Mm. There were enormous odds available.
Well, you're a bean counter. You wouldn't have.
What are you spending 10 grand on, Mark, if you win?
I'd be picking up a new car, I reckon, James. The
chariot.
The current one is just going.
Righto. Oh. What are you looking at? What are you eyeing off?
Yes.
Nothing just yet. I'll wait till the current one dies before I start looking. I'm not much of a planner, really.
Righto. All right. Do you know your footy and numbers?
Numbers.
I feel like I know old players from when I was a kid better than I know the current players. So hopefully there's plenty of retired players in amongst them today.
Just having a look.
Mm. All right. Rabbits, what are the rules for Mark?
Tough. Well, it's sponsored, by the way, Evenue Caravans. Touring Australia isn't the same without an Evenue Caravan built to go anywhere with you. Start your journey today at evenuecaravans.com.au. Caravans by Craftsman. So you've got 30 seconds on the clock, Marco. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some of them have worn multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer. But, Bill?
Yes?
We have to accept your first answer.
Thanks, Liv.
You can pass, and we'll come back if there is time. Get all 10 right, and the 10K is yours thanks to Evenue Caravans.
All right, you ready to roll, Marco?
Yeah, let's go, boys.
Come on,
Here we go. Nick Floston, Richmond.
35.
Tanner Bruin, Geelong.
7.
Jacob Van Rooyen, Melbourne.
8.
Nathan Murphy, Collingwood.
Ooh. 25.
Stephen May, Gold Coast.
Ooh, 2.
Sean Attlee, North Melbourne.
18.
Darren Jarman, Adelaide.
3.
Gary Moorcroft, Essendon.
18.
Right, so we got down to number 8.
And the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all wrong.
All wrong.
All wrong. Marco. Floston was 1 or 31, not 35. Tanner Bruin going well, number 4, not 7. Jacob Van Rooyen, number 2, you said 8. Nathan Murphy, who's retired today, he's 28, not 25. Now, Stephen May had 3 numbers at the Gold Coast. 3, 17, 45 or 67.
67.
And, Marco went with 2. Anyway, you got Sean Attlee. That was
Sean
a good
Attlee.
And Darren Jarman. That was a good get. So, well done. No, not well done, Bill. He got
Marco.
2.
Yes, mate.
You don't go home empty-handed ever from the rush hour.
No, you've got a box of golf balls thanks to our mates at TaylorMade. The days of sacrificing distance for spin are over thanks to the all-new TP5 and your favourite TP5 X golf balls by TaylorMade. Superior spin, unrelenting distance. A box of those TP5X golf balls going your way, mate.
And that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Marco. And we need the full credit, please, for our new sponsors, Evenue Caravans by Craftsman.
No, Zoe was actually talking about the full credit for TaylorMade, which I just gave out.
Yeah,
so,
you don't want to plug the established in 1963.
I was in there today,
I've done it before.
Benji, the club maker there, is a star. Club maker to the stars.
Yeah, he is.
All the big pros get their clubs made by Benji. He's a ripper, even if he is a mad Essendon fan.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I need to distance my brand from your brand.
Your brand.
Seriously. The host has joined us. Hello. Welcome to you, Rosie Walton.
Rose.
Now,
feedback.
You're in here for a very specific reason. 1-3-3-5-3 is what we're doing
apart from your bung eye.
Yes, exactly. He's finally fixed his eye.
Come good, host. You know what it's like when you work too hard, long hours?
It was a Monday.
Exactly. And you'd had the day before in the creamy.
And the day before that in the creamy.
Yeah, so you'd fronted up and not in a fit state to work.
No, I was.
No, you weren't.
We didn't work yesterday.
Yes, you're on air.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Now, Hose.
Unlike you, playing 8-minute songs. Heard one there before. Well, you had to go out and get a coffee or something, did you?
Yeah.
Did you play Evie parts 1, 2,
I did, actually. No, I played The Doors, Riders on the Storm, because it's the GOAT countdown at the moment, so we're trying to work out the greatest year of all time
and
in music.
Are you narrowing it down?
We're narrowing it down. Yes.
What can you say?
You can't tell us
I can't
much.
Remember what's on tomorrow morning.
You can't tell us much. Mm. All right, so 1-3-3-5-3, time to get the family involved.
Yeah.
But I've got you in to get you involved in this too, Hose, because my much better half, Lisa, has... It gets an enormous amount of mirth out of what I've become obsessed with.
Oh.
It's come out of nowhere and it's weird.
Okay.
Golf?
Up.
That was already there when I met.
Everyday rewards.
What?
I beg
so
your pardon?
I've downloaded the app.
No.
Hose.
From Woolies?
Yep, there it is, Everyday Rewards.
And what do you do with it?
And so now I basically go everywhere I know, like from petrol stations to grog shops to Woolies.
Oh, you're one of those
to make
people.
Sure that I can get my app out. And then I get my card out. Yes! In under it goes, and they buzz my card.
And what
and
do you
gives
get?
Me points.
Yeah, points.
Points.
Wow.
So BWS is slightly out of the way on my way home. But if I need a tipple, I go out of my way to go to a BWS so that I can go. And she just pisses herself laughing.
So you waste petrol that you can get points on.
That's it.
To get points on.
That's it.
Mm. Okay.
And what you do is if you get over... Like, what have I got now? If you get over 2,000 points.
What do you get?
$10.
Oh, off.
What, off?
That's not bad.
Your next purchase.
Yeah, not bad. Right. So, but it costs you $120 to get there.
Probably a lot to get there. So, but I'm now into it.
Oh.
Okay.
So what I do is I flick on the app, and when you flick on it, it comes across as to how many points you got. Like it sort of moves across.
How many have you got?
Well, I've just got my 2,000, so I've gone back to zero. So at the moment I'm on 38. So I got to reload again.
That's really.
And then I get to 20, but shut up, rabbits.
No, it's lame. I'm not right.
So will you spend it at 10 or will you keep it accruing? Then you can make a bigger purchase.
Yeah, I know. Like quite often what they'll say to me is, you've got 10 available, do you want to spend it?
Oh.
And then I've got a decision.
So, hands.
Well, Hose, what about you? Do you have a stupid thing?
Just on that, I've only just realised that when you go to the other supermarket, the red one, Coles, that on the receipt, you can get Liquorland discounts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That is a real good hack.
Well, you know, our former producer, Jill Good, from many years ago.
Yes. Jill?
She used to take my receipts all the time.
Yeah. She used to bring the bottles back up to the office. They'll clinking around.
She'd drink them.
Oh, Jilly. Love Jilly.
Yeah, she's very what about you?
I walk the dog every morning for about an hour.
Oh, it's a long time.
That's a good.
Well, he deserves it.
Yep.
Plus, I can listen to a podcast or the Marty Sheargold show, whatever I choose to listen to. And as soon as I get out of the house, I have to guess what the humidity is.
Oh.
I'm like,
7%. And then you go to the app.
Humidity.
99%.
Well, you don't guess how cold or hot it is. It's the humidity.
So what app are you using to get humidity?
The BOM, the Bureau of Meteorology.
BOM will give you humidity.
Yeah, it does.
It sort of over-unders is what you're trying to do.
Yeah, yeah. So you go, it's got the normal headlines, and then you got show more about today. This is showing apps on radio.
Yeah.
That's really good. then it gives you more details, including the humidity. Right now, 59%.
And would you have guessed 59?
I would have probably gone 50.
Yeah, right.
So weird.
What about you, Whisperer? Fat? What about you?
Now that I'm older, Jim, and more mature, perfection. That's what I'm obsessed with.
Well, you haven't got it.
And have never had it.
With our radio show.
So anything you're in I'm pursuit doing, of something you're never going to access.
Anything I'm doing now, perfection. No, coffee. I've got to have a coffee in the morning. A lot of people will be like that. Music.
That's not a weird obsession.
And music.
It's suddenly something.
Well,
that
I
you're
haven't got a
doing.
Weird one. I'm going to shit one like you, collecting points, or you guessing what bloody humidity
why
is.
Why did you speak then? If you haven't got. One?
Oh well, I'm not getting involved.
It's great.
Shit topics,
rabbits.
I got obsessed with the Masters. Honestly, I don't like golf that much, and I would wake up every morning and watch it. And Em rolled over in bed yesterday and goes, "What is this shit you're watching? Since when have you been in, like watching golf?" And I'm like, I like the Masters, though.
Speaking of apps, did you download the
I
Masters?
I did.
And then you can watch every shot played by every player.
I was watching it on my KO and on the app. I was obsessed with it.
You
I was
obsessed with it. Dual screens?
Yes.
Dual screen?
Yep.
Too fast. Look at him. He's cracked it.
He has.
He's like the sulky kid that can't contribute.
Right, well, what's your favourite app then?
Hub thing.
1-3-3-3
No one's going to ring.
5-3 Hub you watch thing. Them ring.
No, they will not.
What is the weird thing you suddenly become obsessed with?
Righto,
I'm
now.
I'm telling you, the rewards.
No one's ringing.
Of course they're ringing.
No one. I'm taking
Christmas
a
Christmas tree.
No, no one's ringing.
Well, they haven't heard the prize. A $200 Super Dry voucher.
Oh,
Super Dry's new season puffers have just launched, and there's nothing more iconic shop in-store or online at superdry.com.au to get your new forever jacket.
Right.
What have you
ring.
Weirdly become obsessed with? Thank you, Hose.
I'm not involved.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Do you know someone dopier than Jim?
Right now, 1-3-3-5-3. What are we asking again here, JB?
What is it, Jim?
No one will ring. Full book. Full book.
What is the topic?
What's the weird-ass thing you become obsessed with, which is me Everyday Rewards app?
Real weird, that.
Bryce from Coorirup. Hello, Bryce.
Bryce.
No, I got to agree with you every day. I'm obsessed with the Virgin Velocity app, because that's hooked up to the 7-Eleven. So that pretty much got me through uni. And I think I might be like 5 or 10% of the way to California.
Wow. So every time you buy something from 7-Eleven, your points go up.
Oh, absolutely. It's the Slurpees are getting me there.
The Slurpees are going to get you
Stay
to
there.
California.
I like it, Bryce. Good. Tash, Hoppers Crossing Fat.
Hello, Tash.
How are we going, boys?
Have you been to the pub there, 520 on Sayers Road?
I have, a little while ago, but yes, I have.
Good on you, Tash.
Weird-ass thing you're obsessed with, Tash?
Getting when you put your petrol in, getting it bang on a dollar. If it goes over 15, I've got to go the next dollar.
Yep.
I like that.
That's funny.
It's bloody hard to do.
It is, but I've got to do it.
You've got to do it. I like that, Tash. Well, stay there. Tash, that's good. Yeah, Pat, good. Morty Alec. Hello, Pat.
Hey, how we going, guys?
Good, Patty. Where are you?
I'm in the car right now.
Right, okay.
What are you obsessed with, Pat?
I obsess over trying to find bargains on the Oz Bargain website.
What is that website? Yeah.
it's a website. It's just everyone lists in everything from, say, like dishwasher tablets to new computers, TVs, whatever.
Jousting sticks.
Tell him he's
dreaming. Exactly. It's exactly that. That's exactly what it is.
Have you bought anything?
Too many things.
It's a board.
Too many.
What's the last thing you bought, Pat?
Oh, probably a year's supply of dishwashing tablets.
Stay there, yeah. Cherie. Where's Cherie Rabbit?
Wodonga and Albury.
Oh, Erstal, beautiful little town, isn't it, Cherie?
Oh, this is gorgeous, fellas. How you going?
Going well. What are you up to?
Oh, I'm obsessed with the Temu app. My friend Stacey got me onto it because it has two games, a fishland game and a farmland game. And you keep feeding the fish and watering the crops and you can win prizes. And, yeah, every couple of hours I've got to get on. It makes sure my fish are fed.
I'm telling you, it's Jim, too funny.
What is it called again, Cherie?
The Fishland and Farmland Games on the Temu app.
Fact, she's got to feed her fish.
I know. Feed the fish and then they grow and I suppose you eat them. I don't know.
Well, you can't eat them. It's on a game.
It's on a game.
Well, I don't reckon she feeds them either, by the way.
Stay there, Cherie. I love that.
Feed the chooks.
Brett is in Greensboro. Hello, Brett.
Brett.
Hey, how we going, boys?
Good, Brett.
What are you suddenly obsessed with?
Mate, it's turned my life into like an onboard like trek every day. The Fuel Watch app.
Oh.
So, like, we're going to fill up and I can be like 100% committed to that service station until the app says to me, ding, there's one another 3 kilometres down the road from a century, Brett. Boom, I'm off.
But, Fat, I'm telling you.
How much do you save, Brett?
Oh, mate, if I actually, I've never worked it out. I just feel good about getting it cheaper the way I first looked at it, because if I work it back, I'm probably spending about $7 to save 30 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
That's it, Brett. It doesn't matter, though.
Yes.
Now, Fat. Topics?
Not bad. I'll give it. I didn't think it'd work.
Where are you headed?
Tash. I like Tash. She's got to get the dollar bang on.
Yes, I like that.
Well, Tash, it's about to get real cold. You've got yourself a $200 super dry voucher to get yourself your new Forever jacket for this winter.
Bloody awesome. Rap, fellas. Thank you so much.
And Paddy, Morty, Alec. Paddy's bought himself a whole year's worth of dishwasher tablets.
Tablets. Don't eat them.
Paddy, we're going to give you a $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher.
Oh, happy
days. You sound Irish, so Irish, they like their gin.
They do.
Irish like anything.
Absolutely. By the way, exclusive gin of Live Golf Adelaide 2024. Head to dasherandfisher.com.au. Use the code RUSHHOUR for 25% discount today.
And Cherie, get Cherie something near Wodonga. She feeds her fish.
Cherie, you've got yourself a Nina and Pasadena voucher.
Oh, cheers, mate. Thanks very much.
Well done, Cherie.
Make sure those fish are fed.
Good work by you.
Feed the fish.
Oh, tell you what. People get obsessed, Fat.
Who we got next? Mitch Cleary, not too far away. By the way, Nina and Pasadena AFL. Elevate every game and gear up for the best of footy this season. Curated for the community. Head to ninaandpasadena.com.
I once had a joke. It's coming up soon.
No, wrong song.
Wow.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tick virtually no boxes.
Thanks, I'll untick them.
From the 7 Newsroom, we are joined by Mitch Cleary, JB.
I've been good enough to jump on the phone. Been a massive day in news, of course, surrounding Nathan Murphy. Mm. Mitch Cleary, what's the latest?
Yeah, told his teammates this morning, Jim, that his 57-game career over 6.5 years is over. Really sad news. On the weekend, he sat down with that medical panel again. It told him that the medical advice was for him to retire from the game. Now, he had been cleared by that same medical panel after the grand final last year. That grand final was his 10th concussion. Yep. They gave him the green light, but he had more symptoms, a bit of anxiety sort of over the off-season. And there was a tackle from Nick Dacos at pre-season that probably shone a light on maybe how he wasn't really in the right headspace to be continuing at the highest level. So he'd sat out of training the last couple of weeks and he's pulled the pin, but 57 really influential games, and he'll be looked after by the Pies. And I think, given his intelligence on and off field, he's got a bright future ahead.
How's that medical panel made up, mate?
It's all these independent doctors, Bill. So the AFL convenes it, but they're, I don't know the exact number, whether it's 3, 5, something like that, where these medical doctors or concussion experts come in and they literally run through each of his concussions. So he had 10 over his career as a junior and an AFL footballer. And they run through them, talking about the symptoms and what went through each of them, and basically come to the decision that, like Angus Brayshaw, and I know Jim has seen that one unfold really closely, that he wasn't fit to continue his career. Now, his brain scans hadn't deteriorated, Nathan Murphy, it's important to know, but what had happened is his symptoms had been up and down, and it was enough to suggest that his time is up. Now, he had this year to run and next year on a contract, so he will be looked after in that. He'll also receive a payout from the AFLPA as part of their hardship fund. Plus, I believe he's got insurance. So he will be looked after as a future loss of earnings. So, you know, he's only 24, so he still had years ahead of him. He will be looked after. Plus, he's got the cafe in Hawthorn. They're branching out into Elwood, I understand. He's studying to become a PE teacher and also done some study in the environmental science work. So he's going to be looked after. But they are sort of short now in defence. Darcy Moore's defending on an island now. They went hard at Tom Duday last year. They were really deep into that discussion. He chose Brisbane. Jeremy Howe's 34 next month. So they are going to have to look for someone, and they don't have a first-round pick at the moment. They might have to go for a free agent, Bill, in the off-season
Very
market.
Talented cricketer before taking up football, so he might pick the Kookaburra back up. Who knows? Injury news, please, Massai.
Yeah, some big ones around the competition. Ross Lyon said this morning that Max King had to train strongly today to get through and play the Dogs off a five-day break with that knee injury. He didn't train strongly, so expect to see him miss, which is a pretty big game for the Saints and Dogs. We expect Dangerfield to play, come back to that big game up in Brisbane. Zach Bailey, though, really strong performer for the Brisbane Lions. He's out for up to 6 weeks with an ankle injury, and they go to the tribunal tonight with Charlie Cameron. Now, even more important to try and get him off at the tribunal for that tackle. So, a big watch tonight. We'll have that all covered on 7 News tonight.
Oh, you look good too on TV. I must say, Mitchie, you're looking magnificent.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. Coming from you, you've done plenty of years on the TV. So it's,
and Bill's never looked magnificent once on television. Also, talking footy, of course.
Oh,
how well are you slotted into the news role there, Masai Warrior?
I used to make coffees for Jim, so it's good to share the studio with him now, and appreciate you looking after me on that show, Jim, as always.
Boy from St. Mary's, down there in Geelong.
He's a look star.
Oh, I know. And just got engaged or married?
Just engaged recently to Kate, who's doing great things working for racing.com in the horse racing space, Bill. So, oh, good. Thanks for the pump up.
Mate, you're flying. Well done to you. We'd like to see this. The boy from Geelong. Well done.
Good boy.
Go on, Mitchie.
Appreciate that, Mitch.
Thanks, guys.
You can hear Mitch and all the latest AFL news 6 PM with 7 News as well on Channel 7.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Yeah.
Normally, we're inviting people to stick around.
Yeah.
My suggestion is that you don't. Thanks to Ford Ranger, by the way. Wouldn't you rather be driving fat? Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger. And I understand you were seen in one.
I was yesterday with Isaac Smith. Stand by. Very, very nice little bit of work there.
Was it?
Yes.
Bit of craft.
A very good craft. We went for a tour of Geelong.
Did you?
The iconic places in G-Town.
Refinery?
We didn't get that far. But went to the Sphinx.
Did you? Sphinx and GMHBA.
And the Wolf Shed, the Common Dafoe and the Cremorne.
The Ranger.
Every one of his pubs.
Ranger has evolved from a work vehicle into a very essential part of the Aussie life, catering for tradies and families, office workers and adventure seekers.
Were you in the XL, the XLS, the XLT, the Platinum Wrap? What were you in?
I was in the XLS.
Oh, beautiful. Well, wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, just like JB said, the Ford Ranger. Discover it for yourself at your local Ford dealer. Right. Your joke wasn't bad yesterday.
Wasn't bad.
Good. Very good.
So today?
Yes.
Any props?
No, just finding it. Hit the buzzer. Hit the buzzer.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And of course, there's not a lot of remuneration.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, Shane Crawford, stupid little wee.
That's what I'm talking about!
Yes. And Jay-Z, of course, on a Wednesday, so looking forward to that,
that
show.
Is good.
And this has been a bloody good show.
And so is the joke yesterday.
Yesterday.
You know what they all loved? Rabs's laugh.
Right.
Nothing else. And you laughed yesterday.
Oh, I know.
It was the hat, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think you hadn't been in long. Like, I drove home and I thought Bill hadn't had a lot of sleep.
No. I'd had too much. I went the other way.
His eye's better today. He hasn't got the sack of fluid underneath
it. That's because he hasn't had 14 hours in the Cremorne.
So I squeezed, and guess what it was? Carlton Draft.
Oh, exactly what it was. You don't need to tell us that. We already know.
Yes.
All right, so today.
Joke.
Here we go.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
No sponsor?
No sponsor.
Right. No.
I went over to see Grandpa the other day, Jim.
Grandfather.
He was sitting on the veranda with no pants on.
Oh, no.
I said, what are you doing, Gramps? He said, well, last week I sat out here with no shirt on and I got a stiff neck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Come on. Can't. You're putting fruit in everything. This is Tuesday.
Gramps is sitting there. No pants on, Jim.
Fat.
What happened?
You're going to fruit now every day.
No, I'm not.
It used to be the...
He forgot. Yeah, they forget sometimes. They answer the door with no pants.
Only on a Friday.
Yes. And we're going with a bit of fruit because we want this. Yeah! Well done, Rabbit! 2-0. I don't know who nil are, but I'm 2. Well done, Fat. Oh, Gramps, there's no pants.
Come on, Gramps.
What the hell? Come on, Gramps.
I've got a stiff neck.
Can't sit out in the porch with no pants on. No shirt the week before.
They'd be dangling pretty bloody low. Gramps?
Oh, yes. Oh. Hang on, look.
Oh, no. Generous.
Come on. Thank you, Rabs.
Woo! Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.